Hello, my name is Amanda Hollingworth and welcome to Lucid Therapies. I'd like to share with you now a 10-minute meditation. Meditation has been a spiritual practice for thousands of years and its benefits are well known. But the science community now are discovering that it has wonderful benefits. It takes us into parasympathetic nervous system. It calms down our nervous system. It harmonizes the systems throughout our body. It brings our blood pressure down. It also stimulates our frontal cortex, our higher centers of our brain, which are about problem solving and positive change and solution. Now, the meditation I'm going to guide you through now, it isn't about having to quiet your mind and sit in silence. This is slightly different. This is about taking your attention to a deeper place, but it's also about stimulating our conscious mind, which reprograms our subconscious mind and also incorporates our higher thinking states, our ability to create, our ability to think and focus about what we do want. So there are 5 stages to this. It's only going to take about 10 minutes. And the best time to do this is first thing in the morning, but you can do this throughout the day. So first of all, I'd like to just take a few conscious breaths in and out through your nose. You can close your eyes, this does help. You don't want to fall asleep. You want to go through this guided meditation, listening, alert, and fully conscious. So just taking those breaths in and out through your nose, you're just centering yourself and you're setting your intention to do something to nurture yourself now. And this is the meditation. The first part is looking at compassion. And I want you, as you're lying here now, to either place a hand over your heart or center your attention around your heart and feel love. Either say the words, I love you, or feel the words, I love you. Either think about yourself in a loving way or just feel, remember something that brings about that feeling of love. And this is when we move from judgment to caring. This is where we can feel an expression of nurturing. And I'd like you, just as you're sitting here now, just to allow yourself to extend that feeling of love and compassion to yourself. It's a sense of well-being. It's a sense of goodwill that you're feeling for yourself. And then I would like you to extend it out from you, that feeling of love and goodwill. Send it out to the people in your house. Send it out to the people in your village or town. Send it out to your country. Send it out to planet Earth. Imagine you have planet Earth in your hand and just send it goodwill and kindness and compassion. And then end by bringing that love back into your heart. The next step is feeling appreciation and gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation is incredibly powerful. It stimulates our frontal cortex, it opens up our heart. And it also allows us to appreciate and be thankful and honour who we are and the good things in our life. I'd like you now to think about 3 things that you're grateful for in your life. If you can only think about 1 now, that's fine. It's a good place to start. I want you to think about 1 to 3 things that you're grateful for in your personal life. These are things that you appreciate that you have in your life. It could be something as simple as that morning cup of coffee, the hot shower, the warmth of the home because the heating's on. Then I want you to focus and think about 1 to 3 things that you're grateful for, maybe in what you do. Maybe it's your work, your career. It doesn't have to be paid work, but something that you do. And think about three aspects of that that you really appreciate. Maybe you get a chance to express yourself creatively. Maybe there are nice people that you work with. Or even that fulfilling sense of receiving a well-earned paycheck. Then I would like you to think about three things, or one, that you really appreciate about yourself. Things that you're proud of, things that you've achieved. It could be something you achieved the day before, or it could be something you've achieved many years ago. But I want you to feel what that feels like. That feeling of pride. And it makes your heart open and it makes you appreciate how much things you've done, what you've maybe learned, how you grew. And just take some moments to breathe in and out through your nose and just feel all that appreciation for yourself, for things in your life, all the things you appreciate, and feel your heart open. The next stage is forgiveness. Now, forgiveness isn't about saying that something's okay when it isn't. Forgiveness is about when we accept that by forgiving somebody, we're letting ourselves free. We're saying that I don't perhaps understand why that person did what they did, but I'm going to free myself. So I'm going to send them forgiveness. If that person is maybe toxic or unstable, it doesn't mean that we can't take action, take ourselves out of that. But when we forgive somebody, it sets us free. So I want you to think about somebody, either recently or in the past, that you've maybe felt a connection of a jar with. There's a sense of unforgiveness. There's a static energy there. And I want you to say, I forgive you. I'm not saying it's okay what happened, but I'm saying that I forgive you and I set you free on your path of healing. And then I'd like you to say, and I ask that you forgive me too, as I forgive myself. Because we understand that as human beings, we all are here to learn and grow, and mistakes are part of life. And the difference is that we always learn from them. We can create change, we can do things differently. So by forgiving, we not only set that other person free, we set ourselves free. And it also releases that reptilian brain, which is always in fight and flight and danger and looking out for an attack. And by doing this daily, we really free ourselves from that and stop seeing ourselves in a world of being defensive against. And it allows us to be more allowing and more forgiving and yet take action when it's needed to take us either out of a difficult situation and move us into a new situation or a new relationship that feels harmonious and loving. Now, the next stage is something that we call future dreaming, visualization. And what I would like you to do, I'd like you to think about in 3 years' time what you would like to be doing. Now, we don't use a year because our brain doesn't seem to focus so well, but when we say 3 years, it creates a feeling of alert, excitement. We can bring about great ideas. And when you think about what you want, it trains our brain to focus on what we want. So it almost subconsciously drives our actions. But I want you to feel about what feels good. Where are you working? What are the people like? What does the work feel like that you're doing? And it's important that you feel this vision. You feel what it feels like in your heart. Are there smells? Are there sensations? Feel how good it feels. Feels how alive and open and expansive and potential this feels. And then what I'd like you to do is just think about your perfect day. If you're meditating in the morning, what would your perfect day look like? Your perfect day. Nobody else's, yours. And again, it could be if you're working, what would my day be like? The people are cooperative. We have a great day. We come up with lots of solutions. We get lots done. There's a feeling of harmony and peace. There's a feeling of energy, but there's a feeling of connection and harmony. There's a feeling that the day flows. Or it could be a day of relaxation and time and space for yourself. But again, you can send that perfect day out in front of you. So I send this positive, even loving, divine intention ahead of me today. And then the last thing we're going to do is really what we call the blessing. So this is where we connect with a higher power than ourselves. Now this doesn't have to be religious. We could say the divine, we can say the creative, we can say life, we can say universal energy. If you have no spiritual belief as such, you could say the higher me, a future me, that's grown and freed themselves of all sorts of old patterns and behaviours that they knew they were ready to change and grow and move into the new. And what I want you to do is, you're sitting here or lying here, I want you to feel that energy, almost like a light from the outside of you, a white light coming in and wrapping you up, this light almost filling a bubble, the space around you. And then this energy comes into you, comes into your heart. It comes into your forehead, your frontal cortex. And you're breathing in this energy. And it's supporting you. It's empowering you. It's giving you ideas and energy and momentum. It's guiding you. You're not on your own. You've got support with you, and support that you trust and that you feel safe with. And as you're sitting here, I want you to just feel that support, that there's a higher energy outside of myself. I'm not on my own. This energy supports me. And it loves me. And if this is new to you, this may take a little bit of practice. But take your time and just feel that loving support around you, knowing that it can help you with what you want from life, what feels good to your heart, and knowing that life does want to support you, and that anything that happens, any challenges, they're actually there because life feels that we're ready to learn and grow. Whatever once worked, whether it's an idea, a belief, a pattern, as humans, we're always growing and expanding and moving and changing and evolving into the new. And that feels good. So now I want you to just take some conscious breaths. And I'm going to count back from 5 to 1, and I want you to just open your eyes. 5, 4, becoming aware, back into the room, back into your body. 3, 2, 1, open your eyes, back into the room, back into the now, but carrying those feelings with you. You're back in the present, you're looking around, you're in your world, but you've got those feelings with you. And if you do this every day, you will be wonderfully surprised at the energy and solutions and potentials and changes and ideas, and the way your subconscious works, the way you almost automatically start to deal with things now from a place of safety and empowerment and choice. I wish you well, and I hope you enjoy these meditations every morning as much as I have. Thank you for listening. Take care. and bye for now.